Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
Welcome back, 23 after the hours. That's the Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being around with us and spending some time with us. And for all that you do, small business owners, thank you for all that you do. It's very important, the things that you do. You know how I feel about that. And just keep doing it. Keep working it. Keep working and keep doing good things and keep making us proud. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with another small business owner, a real small business owner. Garnet Newcomb is the founder of Human Potential Consultants, which is a human resources company in California. And I'm proud of her, too, for all the things that you've done, Newcomb. I mean, Garnet Newcomb, for all the things that you've done and getting your business off the ground. And you're helping a lot of small business owners with their employee acquisition. And recently, you have talked to a number of small business owners about what they need in employees. Would you report to us on that, please?
Okay. About a year ago, we had a roundtable, and I call it the employer roundtable. And because I, you know, work directly with job seekers, I wanted to find out exactly what it was that employers were looking for. And at this roundtable, we had probably about 20 small business employers. And they pretty much were looking at finding someone that can be at work on time, has the skills and abilities to do
that. Is that an issue these days?
Yes, it is.
Are you prepared to say that people not knowing how to show up is becoming an epidemic?
I would say yes, and I only say that because out here in California, we have a lot of traffic, you know, and one of the things that most of the employers were sharing with us that, you know, they get the same old excuse that, you know, hey, the traffic was bad and things of that sort. But what we teach is that you have to plan ahead. You have to
get up.
And get out there before...
There's a time to be at work, and you should be there on time.
Exactly. And so one of the other things that was really prevalent is that employers are looking for those individuals that can be focused on what they hired them for. I know what I ran into when I first started hiring, I would just do everything myself, but yet bring these individuals on board and would trust them. But employers are wanting to be able to have independent people who can come in, hit the road, do the job, and get going right away. So you have to come in with the initiative to be able to look at what is needed to be done and actually execute what you're being paid for. So that's another area. But all these couple things that I just mentioned, those things can be changed. It's not anything that...
But Garnet, when you were coming up, did you have a hard time getting to work on time?
Nope.
Did you have a hard time? Did you have a hard time staying focused on your job?
Not at all.
Why is this becoming a problem now?
Well, you know, like I said, we weren't taught how to get a job. You know, I'll just be, you know, straight out honest. My parents, I watched my parents, and you know, today is a little bit different. They family dynamic is different, and that's okay because that's, you know, the way it rolls. But what can happen is that you can learn how to understand why you're even going to work. Because a lot of people put the focus, well, I need a paycheck. But to get that paycheck, you have committed to do certain things.
And you should feel, I mean, people should feel a sense of obligation to the person who gave them a job.
Yes.
And once they get in the job, they should realize that the company that they work for that gives them this job has a sense of obligation to the customer.
Exactly.
And why can't we? What's so hard about that? Garnet, I didn't have to be taught that.
No.
Nobody had to sit down and give me a by-the-numbers tutorial like I just did.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what it is? It's that, you know, I keep saying that, you know, we have to take the time out. The individuals that know how to work, we have to take out time and share and show them that this is what work is all about.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you know how to do that, whatever your age, if you know how to do that, you are more competitive, and you can pick and choose where you go to work.
Exactly. Exactly. I have a grandson who's 17, and one of the things, you know, ever since he was 15 and 8 months, he worked for me, and we taught him how to
yep.
do it.
Yep.
So just a little time to...
Are you seeing that these days employers are having to raise their new employees a little bit?
Yes, I
do. When they come to work, they're kind of having to raise them a little bit, teach them things that they really should have already known?
Exactly, I do. And I say that because I do it myself.
Yeah.
So
employers, just be prepared. I mean, but I do think it's worth the trouble, don't you? To invest in these kids?
Yes, it is. Because
they don't know any better, Garnet.
Nope, they don't. And that's what, you know, from my perspective, that we do have to take the time
yeah.
to show them.
Will you give us your website again, please?
www.hpcemployment.org.
hpcemployment.org. Garnet, thanks for being here. Garnet Newcomb, ladies and gentlemen. Will you come back another day and bring us some more information like this?
Oh, I would love to.
We enjoyed having you. Thanks for being here. Garnet Newcomb, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.